Good afternoon and welcome to the 2017 NAU Jazz Festival. To Desert Vista High School, Thursday Big Band, under the direction of Mike Krill. My name is Russ Schmidt. I am losing the ability to construct sentences that are coherent, and I'm excited to adjudicate you this afternoon as you play Avalon, In Her Family, and Birdland. Thankfully, that young lady, whose name is Heaven, by the way, Heaven was able to announce your band correctly.
We're going to begin today with a great arrangement by Dave Wolby of the standard tune Avalon. And it's kind of in the Tonight Show Band kind of sound. We're going to have four soloists on this, especially for the people with papers and pencils. We added an extra soloist. I'll tell you his name in a minute. First soloist is going to be Mason Flowers. Third is Spencer Gurjavich, if you want to know how to pronounce that name. And the fourth one, Tom Nick. Not to be confused with Nick Tom.
All right, here we go with Avalon and its four soloists. Really looking forward to hearing you today. I got to hear you on Wednesday night. Let's see if the performance is similar or different here at the festival in a big space. Got an audience. We've got altitude. We've got sound reinforcement issues to deal with. Let's see how it goes. I like that the band's loose. That's the second big laugh we've had on stage. Okay, very well blended sax sound. That's an excellent balance and blend in the sax section. In the opening, right before the melody happens, we want to be sure that the drum fill sets up the downbeat of the pickup into the tune. One, two, three, pop, B. So the pickup is on beat four. Yeah, and right there we had the same thing. The drummer needs to be certain that they're doing what they need to set up the band on the correct beat, and we don't always do that. So the fills need to pay off perhaps a beat before the target. Whoa! Backgrounds in the trumpets and altos are at a perfect dynamic to support the improvised solo. Very nice job. And here we go with, Paige on trombone. Yeah, good phrasing there, Paige. You personalized the last eight bars of your solo really well. Love that. A little more vocal, a little more personal. Here we go with Spencer. We have some separation right now between the bass and the drums. We need them to really lock in as a pair. And right now they aren't effectively driving the band with unity. So let's work on that bass and drums pairing. Spencer, great solo. I like the gestural playing there at the end. And here we go with Tom. Mm-hmm. And again, the backgrounds that are alto and trumpets, the trombones just snuck in. But the backgrounds are at an appropriate level, much better than, for instance, what we heard with the Wednesday band a couple hours ago. Yeah, nice solo, Tom. Good job. I don't always feel like the bass and the drums are totally connected, and I would even say physically they look disconnected. The way we've set up the kit and where Ethan is standing, it looks like bass and drums are kind of enemies. We've really got we got a problem here where the drummer has dropped the stick. We're about at the end, so I'm going to wait to comment until between tunes. Let's count trumpets there. Had a bad entrance there. Concentrate. All right. Little chip on the final chord there, but generally good performance. There was a sort of an unsettled quality between the bass and the drums throughout, so let me try and finish those points I was trying to make. The first is that just the way Ethan is standing, he's standing sort of facing straight out, and the drummers are basically steered almost towards Barry Sachs, or second tenor. So the bassist just sees the back of the drummer, and communication is going to be super limited in this way. So I would encourage... All right, I would encourage Ethan maybe to move forward and then certainly turn more towards the center, towards where Mr. Krill is currently standing. I think that would be a better thing and might allow some communication through just eye contact happen between bass and drums. They are separated physically in how they're standing, and honestly, they sounded like they were separated, really separated in how they played. The time wasn't locked in a pocket very well between bass and drums. Honestly, I think that was better back on Wednesday night. So we got to find the groove. Then the other point I want to make is that I think the drummer tries to fill right up into the note where the horns come in, and he really needs to target a beat before the horns come in. So if the horns come in on beat 4, his fill needs to pay off square on beat 3 and sets up the band for beat 4. And there were a number of fills there that were uncomfortable. They led to ensemble entrances that weren't particularly unified. So the drummer's responsibility is to set up the band for success when they re-enter. And I don't know that we did that as well as we could have on today's performance of Avalon. And now on Bob Kernow's arrangement of Matheny's In Her Family, I love the patience, I love the character and the mood that's been established. Great transition there, forward momentum, tempo picks up, warm sounds, very effective drumming, really nice coloristic playing at the drum kit. Take in more air than you need. It sounded like a couple of trumpets were running out of air there. Take a huge breath before you play that phrase, so you have more than enough air to make it through the end of that phrase. Just sounded nervous and unsupported as we got to the end of the phrase. Yeah, okay, that was much better. That concluding phrase sounded supported and comfortable through the end of the last note. That was beautiful. Yeah, really great. Wonderful performance. Holy cow, that had a nice architectural shape, had a dramatic shape, a dramatic arch. That was a lovely contour. It was sustained.
Again, and you are going to hear from John Lee on guitar again, and holding it all together is the one and only Justin McNeish.
All right, so here we go with Birdland, but the point I was trying to make is, yeah, had such great contours, you know, swells and diminuendos and ebbs and flows, with the energy very smartly modulated. I loved All right, off to a good start. But yeah, the energy, the sort of tidal surges in the performance of In Her Family were really lovely, really convincing. It was exciting to listen to without being high energy. But this is high energy. Let's see how things are cooking with Birdland right now. Yeah, John Lee on guitar getting the bluesy transposition of that melody right there. That sounded good, John. Good drumming there by Justin, really surging forward with great urgency. You're propelling us forward without speeding up. It sounds fantastic. No worries, Jacob. Keep your focus, Jacob. I know you didn't get the high note out that you wanted, but don't let it negatively impact something that's easy for a musician of your caliber to play. Keep your concentration, keep your focus, and have a positive mental attitude about it. Don't let an earlier mistake knock you off your game now. Keep playing with good strength. Let's check out this section. This will be fun. We lost a little focus on those final syncopations. 3, 4, 1, on those last four chords. Keep concentration right through the ends of phrases. We had the same discussion with the Wednesday band, and we need to really work hard to maintain not just concentration, but drive. You drive right through the end of the phrase, and this is lacking it in a couple of places where we don't really finish out sections convincingly. Okay, Justin, we've returned to the cross stick and the hi-hat thing, and you're really pushing on the front edge now. So I think you had an issue where you were throwing down a page of paper or whatever, and it's messed with the vibe a little bit. So I'm not sure what to say there, but if you got to toss a sheet of music down, don't let it mess with the time, brother. Keep going, trumpets. Keep that focus. Yeah, getting a little ragged back there in the trumpet section, so maybe this is just an off day, I don't know, but we're not finishing out phrases well. Even right there on that last one, the releases were all over the map. Whether or not we're on the partial we want to be, the release has got to be tight, and man, I think I heard three different releases out of five trumpets. I'm talking about where you let go. Off. Wherever you're releasing that, that was all over the map. So, if you're getting bummed out, man, work through it. Have fun. Play well. But keep your concentration to the end of the piece. Careful, Justin, don't let the fill get in the way of the time. All right. It was a good set. I think In Her Family was the most complete performance. Avalon was also really nice. And we kind of lost our focus there on Birdland. Many of the bands, the trajectory is such that they're getting better as they go along. In this case, we kind of peaked in the middle, unfortunately. I wish Birdland had been a better performance. That has nothing to do with Jacob, so this is not me talking to or about Jacob. I feel like the rest of the trumpet section did not support as well either. And just a lot of moments where there's a lack of consistency. We got to play through phrases. We got to finish out phrases. We got to do releases together. And I'd also say that while it started very strong for Justin at the kit, it got a little more manic and out of control as it went along. So we want to keep it energetic but controlled. And it got a little chaotic and turbulent towards the end. So let me return to praise. In Her Family was a mature, sophisticated performance of a complex big band ballad. I loved it. I thought it was great. Avalon was stylistically appropriate with how the saxes were playing. The voicings were full and well balanced, and I enjoyed Avalon a great deal. And then Birdland, that needs a lot of sandpaper to soften down the harsher edges. And I hope everyone will embrace playing this tune and worry about some of the details that, you know, just playing frenetically or energetically can't cover up sloppy ensemble. And that Birdland performance was definitely a notch down from Wednesday. And again, I want to be clear, this isn't on Jacob, it's not on Justin, it's not on a couple of players. There's some things in the brass with the interlude section Yeah. And, you know, we got the... That thing. That lacked clarity. That wasn't as clean as I'd heard it before. So this isn't on a couple solos. This is everybody losing their focus. And we want to sustain good focus through the end, because Avalon and In Her Family were in a different league. Last thing I'll say is, Mr. Krill, I feel like you are suppressing the creative impulses of the second tenor player, and I am bitterly disappointed in that. So, yes, that would be a joke. I look forward to hearing you more again as festival season continues, and I respectfully urge you to bring Birdland up to the level of In Her Family. Enjoy the rest of your time in Flagstaff. Desert Vista High School Thursday Big Band, under the direction of the fabulously talented Mike Krill.